Yes, everybody, what's up? Hope you're having a lovely week so far. It's a great day and the sun is out shining. It's a great day. I got my shorts in the studio today because I'm feeling good. Welcome back. It's another edition of Spot On. You know how we do, only on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby in the studio. And today, like we always do, you know, we got a lot to talk about. We just basically have a lot of interesting things to share with y'all. And before we start off the show, news on top of the hour. Obama right now has said he couldn't be more proud of the FBI in regards to the way they handled the Boston bombing fiasco. And Obama has also said that he's not going to point fingers at Syria until he gets facts that Syria used chemical weapons on its people. And Zimmerman, the guy who was a suspect at the shooting Trayvon Martin, has waived his stand, saying that he's going to stand his ground. And another news is there's been human remains at the 9/11 plane pad site that have been found. That's kind of shocking a little bit. It's not something good to look at, basically. And then there have been a lot of buyers who are competing in lottery to rebuild their homes. And you can check more of those news at CNN.com. Welcome. If you're tuned in right now, you are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby right here. Don't move. Yes, welcome back to Spot On. You are listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby right here. And like we always do, you know, a lot of scientific researches are going on. And I always give you that. And I tell you what I think. It's interesting. And then, like we always do again, you give me your feedback. You can call the studio if you found something interesting and if you want to share your comments or if you want to respond to all the topics that we're going to talk about today. You can call the studio at 415-482-3587. And you can also hit me up on my Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/spoton12 because I want to hear what you got to say about the things that we're going to talk about today, right? So, interesting study has, this study was actually done on young Americans, like teenagers and college kids, university kids. And this study was done by an Indiana University professor. And it's very interesting because the study actually found out that young Americans are more obsessed with how the breakup happened than why it happened. So you got a boyfriend or you got a girlfriend and then you dump him. All these people who are being dumped are more obsessed with how the breakup happened, how they were dumped, than why the breakup happened or why they were dumped. So this is, I found this particularly fascinating because if you put more effort on, just a lot of effort on wondering why the breakup happened, not why the breakup happened, but basically how it happened than why it happened. Like, I don't think you're going to learn something, you know? If you spend a lot of your time whining on how something happened, on, you know, if somebody dumped you over the phone, or if somebody dumped you over the text, or if somebody just basically sent you a note, or sent a friend to say it, which I think it, they're not polite ways to do, or, you know, to basically, to if you want to call off a relationship with somebody, it's not wise to call them over the phone, or to text them over the phone, or to send a friend to relay their information. I don't think that's wise. But, you know, it is what it is. Like, there's a lot of people who are very different out there, and they don't consider that people have emotions and people have feelings. They don't consider that at all. So basically, knowing that we have these kind of folks, then it's wise also to say that you should also think about why your breakup happened than how it happened. Okay? Because you're gonna learn when, for instance, you find out that, okay, I was dumped over the phone, but I was dumped because I was not a good partner. You know what I mean? That's just what I'm saying. But I want to know what your folks think out there, because I'm thinking that if my girlfriend was tired of me, you know, and she wanted to end the relationship, I would expect her, because out of mutual respect, to find time so that we can sit down physically, face to face, and she can tell me, yo, yeah, my baby, I'm tired of y'all. I don't want to do this no more. And I think I found somebody else, or I like somebody else. And then, because I'm a rational guy, and because I'm an adult, basically, I can say, hell yeah, I was also getting tired of y'all, and I was just wondering when you were going to say you're tired of me. And now we are tired of each other, now we can move our separate ways. You know what I'm saying? So basically, I think that if you do that, then somebody's going to have a respect for y'all. You're going to be the bigger person, basically, in the way you handle this situation, than you calling somebody just out of the blue and telling him, I think that I'm tired of this relationship, and I think we should see other people. That's one of those famous lines that people use. Oh, it's not you, it's me. I think we should see other people. Yeah, so I think that is not a mature way to handle issues. If you want to break up with your partner, try to have a one-on-one conversation with them physically, not via the phone, not via email, not via Skype, not via any social media, folks. Have respect for your ex and have respect for your partner, okay? Even if you're tired of them, okay? So this study basically is very, very interesting. And anybody who wants to check out that study and find and read more about it, you can check it out at dailymail.co.uk, and you know, just basically you will learn something. Okay, you will learn something. I repeat again, this study was done by Indiana University professor, and in comparison to other countries, basically he found out that US undergraduates and U.S. College kids and university kids and teenagers, basically, concentrate on how their breakup happened than why their breakup happened. Okay? Anyways, check more of that. And yeah. And, you know, school yourself. Yeah, yeah. Anyways, another study basically was done to find out wow people became rich, or how the rich got richer, and how the 93% of people in America became worse off. Okay? So the study actually found out that an average net worth of households in the upper 7% rose by an estimated 28%, while households that are lower 93% dropped by 4%. Okay, households in the lower 93% dropped by 4%. Okay, that's not good. That's not good. So I mean, it looks like all these people from the 7% up have been doing something that the 93% have not been doing, because they rose before 7%, and the lower income people or the middle class, who are like 93%, they dropped their riches by 4%. So the reason as to why, or the reason the study actually say that the reason as to why this happened was affluent households typically own stocks and other financial holdings that increased in values. Okay, so that means that if you got cash, then you should invest your money in stocks and other financial holdings that in times of bad times, they are gonna increase in value. So that is something interesting to know. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times we invest our money in the things that do not increase in value. And when recession hit, then we are affected real bad. So think about it. This is how the affluent households do their business. They invest in stocks and other financial holdings that increase in values in times of economic recession. Okay? And they also find out that less wealthy tend to have more of their assets in their homes, which haven't rebounded in value. Just like I was saying that just like a minute ago, is when we got money, like the middle class and people, you know, just basically people in the middle class, we don't invest our money or our wealth in stuff that increase in value. And then when hard times hit, we have nothing to show. Like we, you know, basically all the assets that we bought in our houses, like, you know, big sofas, big beds, nice cars, these things don't increase in value. You know what I mean? These things don't increase in value. So right now, what this study is trying to show us is basically we should reason smart. We should think about how we want to create, you know, how we want to create a stable life for ourselves. If you got cash, then you should start thinking about saving your cash in something that is going to increase in value. Okay? Do not go for, you can go for Lamborghinis and Aston Martin and all these, you know, all these nice rides. But at the same time, what you should know is that they do not increase in value when hard times hit. Okay? So this is something for y'all to think about, and I think that this study is very interesting, because most of the times we sit down and whine as to why. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even think about how the rich got their how the rich got richer, and how we, the middle class, who occupy the 93%, become worse off every time financial crisis hit. Okay, now you know the reasons why. Think about it. You can also check this article out, because I think it's very interesting. A dailymail.co.uk. And I mean, you learn a thing or two, because I basically have a shift of mentality. I'm not going to buy nice big rides when I start getting a steady cash flow. I'm not going to do that. You know, rather yet, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Facebook and I'ma buy me some stocks. Folks, you are listening to radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, I'm gonna be right here, Penguin Radio.
shorten the shot clock. And
I'm heading out to where the people can't pronounce my name.
Say it loud, babe.
I say it loud, babe. The sun is out and shining, but the air stays too gray. Shut your door, babe. Shut your door, babe. She's walking without shoes, and then she kneels on down to pray. And you're trying hard to remind her so she doesn't slip away. And over there, you are safe in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make your hands clap like this.
I've got one confession. Your extra something is my only obsession. Come on, on little girl. Baby, let's I'm thinking I touch you there. That's as soon as I'm out of dude. Do solamente es compañía. And I want to know if you could be down. Hold the finger hands clapping like this. I'm thinking I touch your blessing. I'll be the salad and you'll be undressing. Come on, little girl. Baby, let's
Johnson. Yo, welcome back to Spot On Radio de Dominican.edu. Yeah, I'm in the studio. Movies forward with the show. I know y'all having a lovely time. Like I said, it's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And it's not afternoon yet. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. And I know everybody be having a good time because I am having a good time. And don't forget, you can hit me up on my Facebook at Facebook.com/spoton12. And you can also call the studio at 415-482-3587. And let me know what your thoughts, because today we are talking about stuff that is very interesting in our community. And you know, the reason why we talk about this stuff is basically so that we can change our mentality. You know what I'm saying? We can change the way we treat people. We can change the way we act and react to certain issues in life. And basically just make our life better. That is the whole reason why we have this show, folks. So, there is this guy who was jailed, basically, for raping his girlfriend's four-year-old daughter. This is sad. This is not something to smile about. But turns out that the man was actually innocent. So this man is from Oklahoma, and he was released after he persuaded a court to carry out the test, DNA test, basically, which the police actually, before they jailed him, the police refused to carry out a DNA because they said that would be a waste of money. So the guy was jailed while he was innocent. Now, think about it, folks. Think about it. You're innocent. You get jailed for raping your girlfriend's four-year-old daughter. And then a few months later, they find out, you know, like you, after you pressurizing for them to carry out the DNA test, they find out that actually that they jailed you while you were not supposed to be in jail, that you were innocent this whole time. Now, this goes back to how people carry out, you know, like how the law basically, you know, sometimes I know a lot of people are jailed because they don't have no good lawyers, and they don't have good representatives. Like this guy, for instance. I mean, this is sad. This is sad. Now he's going to come out and he's going to have that record that he was jailed while he was innocent this whole time, you know. He's innocent this whole time. That's not okay. That's not right. You know? Folks, the reason why we're talking about this today is because you should keep yourself away from trouble. Keep yourself away from trouble. And if you see trouble coming, basically you should run the other way. Don't stay. You know what I'm saying? There's certain kinds of people. There's people who take cover, and there's people who wait for shit to hit the front. And they stay for that. You know, when shit hit the fan, you should run the other way, okay? Don't stay for that. Take cover or run the other way, folks, okay? But this is not something to smile about. This is not, you know, like I'm thinking about, you know, if it was me, for instance, who was jailed while, you know, when I was innocent and all that time that has been wasted, you know? I know this guy is a sad man. I know he's not happy, but at least, he got released from jail, right? I mean, still talking about rape, there is this other guy from New York who met this guy online on Facebook. The guy is 26 years old, and she's a dentist. She's a medical student, and she's a dentist right now. I mean, she's still a student, but so they met on Facebook, right? And the guy is like 27 years old, and then one thing led to another, and then they met, and then they went to this restaurant, and then the guy put liquid ecstasy on the girl's drink, and then he raped her, and he raped the girl. And I mean, I'm smiling right now. I'm not even smiling. I'm just, you know, like that kind of smile that you get when you get mad, when you get pissed off. That's the kind of smile that I'm smiling right now. Okay, all these sex offenders, man, I am just so sick of them, and I talk about them like every other day. I'm just so sick of all these people who rape women, you know. Now it's unfortunate that it keeps happening every other day, and sometimes a lot of women don't come forward to actually say that they've been raped because they shame. They just don't want to live with that, okay? They don't want to go through that process of taking the guy to court and people knowing about their stab. You know, that's the reason why a lot of women don't say this. But a lot of the male folk out there are very sad creatures, you know, very nasty. They behave like animals. It's like they don't deserve to basically live in our society today. It's because they're doing bad things like raping women. Like, that's not okay, you know? I mean, raping a woman and raping a four-year-old kid, it's not, it's different in a way, but it's still not different because they're all sadistic actions. They should not be happening at this day and age, okay? Now, this goes back to how we use our accounts, how we use our social media, how we use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all those other social networking websites. This is not something small, folks. You know, we post pictures of ourselves, you know, sometimes half naked, sometimes, you know, looking all sexy and whatnot. And we attract certain kinds of people, especially you get friend requests from people you don't even know. You get friend requests from strangers, and then you don't even think about it, and then you add them, and then they start communicating with y'all, and then you agree to meet them, and then it's like you start dating, right? You start dating, and then turns out that somebody was a serial killer, or turns out that somebody was a serial rapist, or turns out that somebody was not who you expected them to be. Just because you met them on a social networking website and then you got too close to them and then you didn't even take time to learn their background. And now, you know, stuff like this happens. Turns out that, you know, somebody winds up dead or somebody was raped, like this particular story that we're talking about. And you know, because you don't know who these folks are, folks. So, think about it. If you got Twitter, you got Facebook, you got MySpace, you got Instagram, when a stranger adds you, they want to be friends with y'all, what should you do? Be smart and think about this, okay? Because you don't want to end up in some ditch somewhere, raped, or even worse, had really bad knocked out unconscious, and or maybe gang rape, you know? Think about this. Think about what we're talking about today. And social networking websites should be used, basically, to stay connected with people that you do know, not people that you don't know. People that you do know and people that you trust, okay? Because I've had my fair share of drama with people that I don't even know, you know, because sometimes they be adding me on Facebook and I be like, you know, taking time before I respond, and then they start texting me some bull, and I be like, okay, this is, I'm not going that route, you know? I'm not going that route because I know the kind of trouble that I can get myself into when I accept friend requests from people that I don't know, you know? So this guy was arraigned in court, and he found guilty. Of course, he'd be sentenced. And he's actually saying, now this guy is a sick. he's sick, man. He's saying basically that they had a good time with the girl, that they had a really, really good time, and the girl just doesn't remember. But he admits that he indeed put liquid ecstasy in the girl's drink. Now, I don't understand how they could have a good time while he drugged the girl and the girl was unconscious this whole time and she didn't know what she was doing. Now, that's how sick this guy is. Yeah? Crazy, crazy, crazy folks out there, folks. Now, this is because, I mean, I'm not saying that only women are affected by all these rapists out there. I mean, I know also some men are being affected, but women are more vulnerable and they should take extra care of themselves, you know? This other sick guy was convicted of, he's actually from Missouri, and the guy has been convicted for raping a 4-month-old daughter and choked the daughter to death because the baby will not stop crying. You know what I mean? Just think about it, folks. How sick this guy is. How sick. Now, we as a community, what do we need to do when we identify such people? Because such people do not deserve to live in a sane community. They do not deserve it. You know? I think this guy should be locked. Should rot in jail. How can you rape a 4-month-old daughter? And it's your daughter. It's nobody else's daughter. How can you even do that? How can they just think of, just the thought just makes me sick to my stomach. And then you kill her because you choke her to death because she could not stop crying. What did you expect? Ah, folks. I'm talking to the women folks out there. Think about the kind of people that you bring close to your kids. Think about the type of people that you want to make kids with. And think about the kind of people that you want to date. Okay? Because we've just seen somebody who can rape a 4-month-old daughter and choke her to death. We've seen somebody who can drag you and then claim later that you guys had a good time. And we've seen folks who are just so sick. Like, they don't even acknowledge that what they did was wrong. You know? So, unless you want to be those kind of people who are affected by this, then you will definitely think about what we're talking about today. Okay? And, I mean, it's sad. It's very, very sad. Be on the lookout, basically. You know, you go to the club. We have pubs at the club. At the bars. And don't drink yourself off until up to the point that you don't even recognize yourself, because that is the way people take advantage of you. And when you go to the club and then you leave your drink open, you go to the restroom and come back, do not drink that drink because you never know what might have happened to it while you were missing in action. Okay? So this is just stuff that we should think about, and because you want to keep yourself safe. You know, you don't want to be traumatized by certain experiences. Folks, you're listening to Penguin Radio at Penguin at radio.dominican.edu. Yeah, my baby, right here. Don't move.
question with a question. Now, by dominant, what do you mean? Do you mean 8 teams that are going to be in the tournament, maybe 9? You know, you're going up to top 25.
They'll never make it, but judges look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. We beat the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Welcome back to Radio.Dominican.edu. You are listening to Spot On. Yeah, my baby in the studio. And I know you're having fun, right? Yeah. So we've been talking about a lot today. And right now, I'm going to share the top and the worst jobs at this day and age, okay? Since a lot of people are in college. I'm in college. And we're going to leave college soon, right? And then the reality of the outside world is going to hit us. Now, y'all want to prepare yourself for this because this can actually change your perspective on things, you know? This can actually change your life and your career that you want to move into, okay? So, this study was carried out by careercast.com, and it's a recruitment site, and it rated 200 professions based on 5 criteria, including physical demands, work environment, income, stress, and hiring outlook. Now, these five criteria are very important because when you go or when you apply to a job, and I know a lot of people want jobs that are very convenient and stress-free and good pay and all that, okay? So I know everybody wants good physical demands. They want good work environment. They want good income. They want a stress-free job, and they want a good hiring outlook, okay? So there are jobs that fall way short when you look at these five criteria, and there are jobs that actually fall way high and are very good in terms of these 5 criteria. Okay, now I don't even know how to say this, folks. Anyways, a lot of times we think that certain jobs are well paying, and you know, like people wanna go to certain routes because they feel like, oh, this is the best job that I should apply to. Okay. And some of the jobs on this list are actually jobs that people don't even think about. You know, the jobs that we don't even think about on our daily basis, because all we can think about are just some cute jobs like being a pilot, like being an actor, like being a news anchor. Those are the kind of things that we think about. Okay. Now, let me go right straight to it. And if you want me to repeat, and if you haven't heard what I said, you can hit me up on my Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/spoton12, or hit the studio phone line at 415-482-3587. You know, and I'm going to repeat it for y'all, okay? By the way, you can also read this article, if you want, on dailymail.co.uk, okay? Now, the number one job, or the number one pick, is actuary. Now, I don't know if a lot of people know what actuary means, but that is the number one job. The best number one job out of 200. Okay? And the number two is biomedical engineer. For all those bio students out there, biomedical engineer. That occupies the second spot. The third spot is software engineer. Yeah. And then number four is audiologist. Number five, financial planner. Number six, dental hygienist. Number seven, occupational therapist. Ooh, I got a friend who is studying occupational therapist. Oof, I didn't know that. It's number seven. Damn, okay. Number eight, optometrist. Number nine, physical therapist. Yeah. Computer systems analyst. Number 10. Number 11 is chiropractor. Number 12, speech pathologist. Number 13, physiologist. Number 14, university professor. Number 15, veterinarian. Okay, that's kind of hard. Let me do it again. Veterinarian. Well, folks, y'all gonna need to beg my pardon on that one. And then you basically, you know what I'm saying, okay? Number 16, dietitian. 17, pharmacist. Number 18, mathematician. Sociologist. Statistician, that's number... statistician is number... Oh, I lost my count there. Let me do it again, folks. Let me do it again. Dietitian number 16, pharmacist number 17, mathematician, sociologist, statisticians number 20, 21, physicist, optician 22, 23, podiatrist 24, web developer 25, historian 26, environmental engineer. Number 27, parole officer. Petroleum engineer at number 28. And 29, meteorologist. 30, geologist. Human resources manager, 31. 32, civil engineer, 33. Orthodontist. 34, respiratory therapist. Medical records technician. Number 36 is astronomer. Psychiatrist, number 37. Computer programmer, 38. 39, social and community manager. Number 40, market research analyst. Paralegal assistant at 41. 42 is dentist. Skincare specialist. Number 44, industrial machine repairer. Physician, general practice in quote. Number 45, logistician at 46. Accountant, 47. Management consultant at 48. 49, social worker, and number 50, physician assistant. Now, that is the top 50, okay? Now, I'm going to read the last 50, because the least is like 200. That's like a lot, okay? So if you want to find out more on this article, dailymail.co.uk should be your body, all right? All right, the last, the number 50, the last 50 actually on this 200, the list of 200, is, you ready? Drum roll. All right, here we go. Number 150, bartender. Number 151, electrical equipment repairer. Number 152, real estate agent. 153, janitor. 154, engineering technician. Number 155, corporate executive, senior in quotes. Whoa. Number 156, author. 157, bus driver. 158, welder. 159, hotel manager. 160, garbage collector. 161, stationary engineer. 162, bank teller. 163, seaman. 164, carpet and tile installer. 165, shipping truck receiving clerk. 166, police officer. 167, firefighter. 168, publication editor. 169, cashier. 170, air traffic controller. 171, construction worker. 172, photographer. 173, seamstress stroke tailor. 174, painter. 175, automobile assembler. 176, precision assembler. 177, buyer. 178, dock worker. 179, disc jockey. 180, military general. 181, maid. 182, fashion designer. 183, butcher. 184, broadcaster. 185, waitress, waiter. 186, tax preparer. 187, dishwasher. 188, photojournalist. 189, corrections officer. 190, farmer. 191, flight attendant. 192, roofer. 193, mail carrier. 194, meter reader. 195, dairy farmer. 196, oil rig worker. 197, actor. 198, enlisted military personnel. 199, lumberjack. 200, the last one, the worst job in the world. Reporter, newspaper. Now, folks, think about it, okay? Y'all know the worst and the best jobs that you can venture into, you know, in terms of physical demands, work environment, income, stress, and hiring outlook, okay? So pick your career wisely, because you know the best and the worst jobs of 2013. That actually comes from the best and the worst jobs of 2013. Now, pick your careers wisely. Okay, because you don't want to end up hating your life because you didn't pick up your career wisely. Okay, it's never too late. Okay, if you're in a job right now and you feel like you want to change it for something better and you got the skills, go for it. You know what I mean? Go for it. Do not keep yourself at the job that you don't like. Yeah. Only I do this, folks. Only I do this. I look out for y'all and I tell you stuff that I think it's important for y'all to know. Okay? Now, I've seen my job is not doing so good. it's at the bottom 150. It's not doing so good. But anyways, you know how we do. We just roll with it. You know what I mean? We just roll with it. If you love the job and you love the stress and you love the intense physical demands and you love the crooked environment, you know, why not? Put yourself up to the task. You know, you don't love it, get out of it. Apply to some different jobs like actuary, which is number one. Yeah, folks, check out that at dailymail.co.uk. Now, there is this guy, actually, who was kicked out of the plane. And the guy, he's suing the airline company that actually kicked him out of the plane. Now, we're talking about Southwest Airlines plane that was leaving from Chicago and was going to Denver. Now, this guy is 34 years old. And he was the officials, the attendants at the plane demanded him to leave the plane because of his size. You know, and the guy actually is saying right now that he's never been humiliated his whole life. And the guy weighs 340 pounds. And apparently the flight officials were saying he was too fat to be on the plane. Now, that brings us back to why did they sell the ticket to him in the first place? You know, this is very embarrassing. Like, just the humiliation that they subjected this guy to. Why would they treat somebody like a criminal just because he's fat? Why would you do that? You know, why would you do that? Folks need to start respecting other people for who they are, regardless of their weight and whatnot. Okay? Because it is not okay when you treat people like that. It is not okay when you treat people badly because they weigh, you know, excess weight, or you think that they're fat. Now you can treat them like criminals. You can kick them off the plane whenever you feel like. That is not okay. That is not okay. And I'm just telling you right now, if you're that kind of person, you should reform your ways, change your ways, okay? Because I'm not too proud of you right now. Now, shame to all the flight attendants at Southwest Airlines, and they should come out publicly and they should apologize. Now, this has become like a habit. This has become a habit, and a lot of people are doing this right now. It is not okay. That's just all I'm saying. It's not okay, and we need to change and curse people who do that. You know, we need to reprimand them, and we need to tell them on their face. We need to tell them to their face, basically, that this is wrong. Folks, it's been real. Tune in again next Tuesday, same time, same place, same channel. Penguin Radio, yeah, my baby, spot on. Have a lovely Tuesday and the rest of your week.